In North Carolina, the city of Greensboro is fining repeat water crime offenders $1,000. And in Denver, you're as likely to get a ticket for excessive watering as for excessive speed. Despite drought-related water restrictions in many parts of the country, people continue to ignore or circumvent the rules, and somebody has to be there to stop them. Armando C. DeBacca of the Denver Water Drought Patrol is one of the enforcers. He joins us now. Welcome, Mr. DeBacca.
Good day. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Describe as simply as you can the water restrictions in Denver right now.
Okay. People whose house number ends from 0 to 30 are diamonds, from 31 to 60 square, and from 61 to 99 circle. And so your corresponding date, and they're published. They're published in the newspaper.
And every date on a calendar, you publish a calendar, send it out, and every date has got either a circle, a diamond, or a square on it. And so people know when what day they're supposed to be watering.
Well, then when you knock on their door to tell them they're watering on the wrong day, oh, I didn't know.
Yeah. Are there restrictions on car washing?
Yes, it's prohibited.
You mean people in Denver simply aren't going to be able to wash their cars at all this summer?
They're not going to be able to hose them down.
Ah.
They can wash them with a bucket.
And what are the most common excuses you get when you find people violating the restrictions?
There's any number of them. The most often is, of course, well, I don't know how to handle the sprinkler system. Well, then just turn it off and find somebody to help. We are now issuing them a first-time warning, which carries no penalty. Second-time warning does, third-time warning more severe, and this can escalate to the point that they'll restrict their water usage.
Hmm. So do you fine them? Are there dollar fines?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. And those are added to the water bill.
I see. How much is the initial a fine?
The initial one is $50.
And what's the highest fine?
$250, I believe.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. But at that point, we're seriously looking at restricting their water.
Mm-hmm. So what's the most pathetic excuse you've heard?
They'll try everything. An apartment owner has an apartment, and he's got it through two different endings in the water. And he said, well, you can't give me a ticket because you don't know which one to cite me on, whether it's this one or the other.
So his address, he's got several address numbers that span several weeks of the...
A priest at one of the local parishes told me that because of the separation of church and state, I couldn't tell him
how to that's a good one,
he
actually
now understands that it's different.
Uh-huh. Are the restrictions helping? Are you reducing water usage in Denver?
Yes, water consumption has gone down. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. How bad is the drought in Denver and in the surrounding area?
It's as serious as a heart attack. Mm-hmm. It's the most serious that I've experienced. I've been in Colorado 35 years and remember nothing akin to this.
Thanks very much, Mr. DeBacca.
It's been my pleasure.
Armando C. DeBacca is a member of the Denver Water Drought Patrol.